Cindy Woodsmall, author of the Sisters of the Quilt series, joins me to talk about her newest books, The Hope of Refuge and The Sound of Sleigh Bells. Cindy, it's wonderful to talk to you today.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thank you.
Cindy, your most recent book, When the Soul Mends, appeared on the New York Times bestseller list. Are you surprised at the breadth of readers attracted to fiction about the Amish? Why do you think they love this genre?
I think it's an engaging lifestyle, and in many ways it illustrates the kind of conflicts that people of faith face. And we all have our moral guidance that we go by, our specific boundaries that we have to live inside of. And then we have our daily lives that challenge and tempt us constantly. And we can really see a beautiful picture of that through Amish fiction, by the boundaries that they have set within their culture, and then the things that clash against them and tempt them to come outside of that. So it's a great picture of the work that Christ has done for us and the struggles we have on this earth.
And Cindy, you begin a new series in the fall of 2009 with The Hope of Refuge, an Ada's House novel. Can you tell me about The Hope of Refuge and the series?
It is a very different story, with characters who are not as familiar with the Amish life as the first book. And we have a 26-year-old heroine, Kara, who was raised in foster care, and she has struggled against poverty and loss and a stalker who she connected with her while she was in foster care. And she has these vague memories that reveal snippets of an Amish community, and she starts following that to discover why she remembers that and what it is that's hiding in her childhood. And when she finds the truth, the question is it enough to set her free?
How have you familiarized yourself with these new characters, and do you have a favorite yet?
The new characters, for the Amish characters that come out of The Hope of Refuge, I got to spend time in the homes and in the lives of young people, which is not something I really needed to do for the first series. And then I also spent a lot of hours watching movies and news clips and spending time with people that I know from New York to be able to get that inner city New York feel and then transfer that into the Pennsylvania Amish country. So right now my inner voice has a New York accent.
Well, one area explored in The Hope of Refuge is an Amish man's struggle with an event that left him questioning whether or not to leave his community and join the military. Was this a difficult topic to explore?
You know, it was a lot harder than I expected, because I have the Old Order Amish friends and I go to their community and I stay with them year in and year out. I thought I would broach the subject and take notes like we normally do. But as I began asking the question, it became very obvious that there was a lot of hidden pain in the family members that I was talking to. And I soon realized that this very scenario had happened to them, and it was a part of their family's history. Now, it wasn't dealing with the same war, which would be, you know, the Iraq war going into that part. It was a different war. But as they struggled with letting one of their own go and join the military, and how are they going to cope with that? How are they going to find a way to somehow make it okay in their understanding that this person wasn't abandoning God? They were following what they believed was what God wanted them to do. So it's been a little bit more difficult than I expected, but we worked our way through it, and I think that some of the people that I've worked with have found some more healing because of the openness to talk about it.
Now, Cindy, in the fall of 2009, you'll also release your first Christmas novella, The Sound of Sleigh Bells, and one element of the novel features an Amish man who's an artist. Can you tell me some of how the Amish feel about art and craft?
That's a little touchy question, but I will aim to answer it. I'm gonna compare it to how Christians feel about partaking of alcohol, because we have some that feel if it's used in moderation, then it is Christ-like and allowable, and we have others who feel that it must be avoided and it is a sin to partake of it. In the Amish community, you will have bishops who feel that it's to be that any sort of carving, especially like we have in The Sound of Sleigh Bells. There are two bishops in this book, and one does not have a problem with this type of artistry, and one feels that it is too close to being idolatry. And because it is a two to three foot carving, where you end up with a complete image of something sitting. So it's a struggle, like a lot of things in our own culture. Once again, it goes back to why I think people are interested in the Amish, is because there are things in our culture, perhaps not that particular having something carved, but something that is a struggle of, well, do we allow it? Is it against what God has said, or is this fine and we're misinterpreting what he said? So it's a great way to get into and think about the different parts of how God might view something.
Cindy, the sound of sleigh bells with romance, mistaken identity, and seasonal settings seems like it'd make a great Christmas gift. What type of reader do you think might enjoy this shorter story?
Definitely those who enjoy Amish fiction, because it is centered with all of our characters being very Amish and having that from their roots all the way up for hundreds of years. So we have that going for the book. But I think this will be a perfect stocking stuffer. I can just see a woman on Christmas morning after the gifts have been opened and her family is content, and I see her with a cup of coffee and a few hours to be renewed and re-energized by a story that has the warmth and hope of Christmas, and it stirs people's fondest memories of Christmas past. So I think the sound of sleigh bells will reach a lot of women and encouraging them and giving them a little bit of a break to enjoy those memories of the past.
Well, we look forward to The Sound of Sleigh Bells and The Hope of Refuge by Cindy Woodsmall. Cindy, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you very much.